MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Pumin Tekwe, CEO of Sasria. Pumin, appreciate having you on the show again. We chatted, earlier 2024. You were talking around sort of getting things back on track. Looking at Sasria as we stand right now, looking significantly healthier. Recent reports, you've got a financial buffer, sort of some 20 billion rand. Probably putting it in the strongest position it has been since it first came in the late 70s.
Yes, no, thank you. Good morning, Simon, and good morning to your listeners as well. Yes, we are certainly in a far much more better position than we have been in our history. So, yes, we've managed to accumulate 20 billion rands of reserves over the last 3 years. And that's also helped significantly by us being able to secure better reinsurance availability in the current year.
That better sort of availability, is that just, I mean, is that because you've got the bigger buffer and therefore you're perhaps a more attractive partner to reinsure with? But I can't help imagining the elections last year, which frankly went off by and large very peacefully, must have also maybe had some impact there.
Yeah, definitely the elections, the way the security cluster, the way South African political parties, the majority of them at least, and the way the IEC conducted itself and the South African public. Mm. So generally the elections went far much more better, Simon, than anyone would have expected outside South Africa and so on. In fact, during the election year, we couldn't get enough reinsurance cover. Mm-hmm. We only got 45% of what we wanted. You recall South Africa had elections when most countries in the world or democracies were having an election. So there was withdrawal of reinsurance capacity, and we really had to manage that risk. So I think South Africans and the way they conducted themselves during the elections, you know, they should pat themselves on the back in the way that we did them.
Yeah, we do elections very, very well, have done since 1994. Have you seen, post the 2021 riots, have you seen increased demand for your product, or more businesses perhaps stepping up and thinking, we should get some Sasria insurance?
Certainly we have. I mean, we grew by, over the last 3 years, we've grown close to 90% in terms of our top line. Mm-hmm. And that's influenced by a couple of things. But organic growth or new business definitely was part of the mix. So post July 2021, we had a weighted average premium increase of 45%. Mm-hmm. So that will not on its own explain the almost 90% growth in premium. And then, of course, there are inflation adjustment in terms of property values just going up due to inflation. You will have noticed, I mean, our inflation has been very low, average 5-6. You might say building inflation on the top end of that 7-8%. And then, yes, there has been some organic growth. In fact, Simon, what has been surprising, we've had some customers taking us to court so that we can provide them with more cover than we can currently offer them.
Yeah, that's right, because there's limits to the upside. Are you able to expand that? I know certainly you said that you're exploring expanding what you cover. That, of course, requires changes to legislation that needs a parliament involved. I mean, are you looking to increase a potential values?
All right. Okay. I'll answer that question in two parts. Mm-hmm. Firstly, it's our immediate mandate. So in our immediate mandate, we can offer any one client of Sasria up to a maximum of 500 million rands cover. Mm-hmm. So as you will know, most businesses have got properties more than that particular value. We had a product during July 2021 where you could top up the 500 million rand by a billion rand. Yeah. So we could no longer offer that cover because we just did not have the capital to offer it. So with effect from the 1st of October, we'll be able now, as Sasria, to offer an additional 500 million rands on top of the existing 500 million that we offer. So that's where we see growth coming in. And then there is the wider one, which you are referring to. Treasury did commission the World Bank, and the World Bank used the South African consulting agency to look at how municipalities can respond to climate change, the damage, as you have seen, for instance, in the Eastern Cape.
We had
experiences of flooding in that area. In KwaZulu-Natal, it's become more a norm now than an exception. We are having instances of flooding in KwaZulu-Natal every 2 to 3 years, which do massive damage to the infrastructure. Out of that process, the recommendation is that Treasury and SASRIA need to speed up accelerating or expanding the mandate of SASRIA. So while still looking at that change in legislation, I would expect that once Treasury agrees as to the way forward, we should be able to amend the legislation in a period of about 2 years.
Okay. A quick last question. How much is sort of what's happening globally perhaps impacting the pricing that you get from the reinsurers? Because, of course, they've got a global client list. And perhaps you mentioned, for example, a lot of elections happened last year, and that might have sort of reduced their appetite for risk. Is it a global picture, or is it only really looking at us?
No, it's definitely, Simon, you're more than correct. It's definitely a global picture. So, you know, you still have the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia. And then you've got the crisis, the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding in front of our eyes in Gaza, Palestine, and Israel. And then you have more protests in the U.S. You have some protests, for instance, in France as well. So generally, that affects the availability of reinsurance in this niche, because we're a niche insurer. So we operate in the public violence and terrorism space. And there, the capacity is reduced and the prices have significantly gone up. I mean, we are paying more than 600% more than what we used to pay 3 years ago.
Wow. Okay, that is a giant number. We'll leave it there. PB Tegwe, CEO, SASRIA, always appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.